And welcome back to A Cup of English. It's great to be back podcasting again to you. I hope you've had a wonderful summer. We're going to start today with a podcast called Back in Business. My name is Anna, and I love to hear your questions or comments about my podcast. Please feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com or acupofenglish@live.com. You can also find me on Facebook under Anna from A Cup of English, and you're free to join. I would love to have you. So let's get started. Back in business. We're back in business. In fact, I'm back in business. This is an English expression, an idiom. And what does it mean? It means that things are working again, as they should. I decided to call this podcast Back in Business because I'm beginning to do my podcasts again, after missing several weeks. I do apologise for disappearing during the summer, but life became very hectic. Now that there is more of a routine in my home, I can take time to work on my podcasts and enjoy bringing you the expressions and useful language that will make your English sound natural. It's good to be back in business. You will hear this expression in all English-speaking countries. If, for example, your car has a flat battery and you charge it, hoping that when it has enough power, you will be able to start your car, you finish the charging process, detach the cables, and turn the key. Suddenly, vroom, it works. The battery is full of energy, and your motor is working. That is when you say, with a smile, "We are back in business." The car is working as it should. This idiom can be used in most situations. Let's say that you are going to catch a plane, but it is delayed. After waiting and waiting, you hear the airport announcer say,
"Flight 801 to Madrid will begin boarding in 15 minutes.
Your response could easily be, "Hey, we're back in business." So this expression is often said with a smile. An opposite expression that you use when your plans have to suddenly change or when things are not working is "there's a bump in the road." You can imagine a smooth road that you are travelling on and suddenly you can't go any further because of a big bump. There is a delay. You need to call for help or you have to solve the problem yourself. This expression can also be used in many situations. An example of a conversation that you might have using both expressions is the following. Our company had its annual meeting yesterday.
"Oh, really? Did it go well?"
"Yes, but there was a bump in the road."
"What happened?"
"The main speaker choked on an olive and had to be taken to hospital. Thankfully, his assistant was familiar with the presentation. So we were back in business." Okay, well, that's the end of the little podcast today. Let's have a look at some of these other expressions and idioms, and let's make sense of them for you. Number one, the word idiom itself. It actually sounds a lot like idiot, but it has nothing to do with idiot, thankfully. An idiom is an expression that is native to a country, but its meaning isn't obvious. For example, in Spain, if you want to describe someone as being talkative, they talk a lot, you could say, "He talks through his elbows." Now, in other countries, it might not be obvious that that person talks a lot. The meaning is not obvious. The expression is typically Spanish and needs to be interpreted
and learned as a complete expression, not translated. So that's what an idiom means, and you'll be hearing me talk about idioms because obviously every language has many of them. Number two, the word hectic. Hectic is another word for too busy. It's like a mixture of chaos and being busy. A. I have a hectic schedule at work. I hope I can survive. I have a hectic schedule at work. I hope I can survive. B. The tour of the city was too hectic. We were in a rush and we saw too many things. The tour of the city was too hectic. We were in a rush and we saw too many things. Number three. There are certain words that we use with batteries. Anything to do with batteries. What are those words? Well, of course, a battery has power. That's a word that we associate with a battery. When it has its maximum power, we say that it is full. And when it no longer has power, we say that it is flat. Now, you could say that a battery is empty, as people would definitely understand what you mean, but the correct word is flat. And in order to regain power, we charge batteries. So we have power, full, flat, and charge. Let's see some examples. A. I need to charge my cell phone battery because I have almost no power left. I need to charge my cell phone battery because I have almost no power left. B. My car battery is completely flat. I don't think I can charge it anymore. I just need to buy a new one. My car battery is completely flat. I don't think I can charge it anymore. I just need to buy a new one. Number four. In the podcast, I mentioned detaching the cables from the car battery. In other words, I was talking about taking off the wires that were charging the battery. Now, a cable is generally a wire conductor that is covered in plastic. A wire is not always a conductor of electricity. It might be used for something like hanging a picture or some kind of construction. Cables are used when charging cars. In fact, those specific cables for charging cars are called jumper cables. So remember, a wire doesn't necessarily conduct electricity, and it could be used for some kind of construction or art, but a cable is the electric wire that is covered in plastic. Okay, A. Be careful when you detach the jumper cables from the car battery. You could get a shock. Be careful when you detach the jumper cables from the car battery. You could get a shock. B. She makes the most beautiful art out of copper wire. She makes the most beautiful art out of copper wire. Number five. Delay. Delay and delayed are essential words in English. Delay is a verb and a noun, and delayed is used as an adjective. A. The plane was delayed for 3 hours, so we took the train instead. The plane was delayed for 3 hours, so we took the train instead. B. He's going to delay our plans if he keeps talking. Another way of saying this is, he's going to make us late if he keeps talking. He's going to delay our plans if he keeps talking. Okay, and finally, number six, to board. It's another essential verb in English, which you're probably familiar with, and it means to get on either a plane, a boat, or a train. It sounds exactly like board, which means unentertained, but it has a slightly different spelling. When you board a plane, a boat, or a train, it's spelt B-O-A-R-D. A. It's time to board the train. Hurry up, let's go. It's time to board the train. Hurry up, let's go. B. We can't board the plane for at least 15 minutes. We can't board the plane for at least 15 minutes. All right, well, that's the end of today's podcast. It's been lovely to podcast again. I'm so glad that some of you are still listening. Thank you for your comments, and thank you for joining me on Facebook. You are all welcome to join my Facebook page, which is called Anna from A Cup of English. Remember, if you're interested, my app is available in iTunes, and it's just called A Cup of English. And you can also email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com or acupofenglish@live.com. I would love to hear your comments and any questions, and if you do email me, I promise to get back to you. Well, until next time, take care. Bye-bye.